When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Forever Dog.
Ow! Ooh, it's so muddy. So hot.
Ouch.
Watch the tootsies. I told you it was going to be hot. Should have gotten a chocolate or a flip-flop. Hot out here.
With two T's. I'll be right here.
Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of
hot goss.
This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs.
Ooh.
Now let's get into some
hot goss.
Actually, I'm really busy. Could I call you back in a minute?
I'm really busy. I'll call you back.
Do you know that Got Micotina called me the other night? And said, and called me and was in full drag and looked amazing and called me on FaceTime. And I was like, oh my gosh, hi. And then she was like, I'm really busy. Can I call you back? And I was like, sure. Yes, Gorge. And then she called me afterwards and was like, it's a thing for TikTok. I hope it's okay. I'll send it to you for approval before I use it. And I didn't even make the cut to the video that she put on Instagram. So I guess I read for the role. I didn't get it. That's showbiz.
Yeah. I mean, you're a single-digit season girl. You're a while ago, honey. There's been hundreds since your little padded bus walked through those doors, doll.
I mean, it's an honor just to be called. I didn't
Maybe
make
give
it
them
on
more
TikTok.
Next time. Give them more.
I'm going to try it a different way. I'm going to more energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we try it with big energy?
Yeah, the la-la-ree. Why don't you stand up, shake it off, shake it out.
Probably the reason is because I was just so, like, thrilled to hear from Got Mick that I was in... It wasn't until a few minutes later that I was like, wait, who calls someone and then says, I'm busy, can I call you back? That's weird. That's rude.
They got you, gal.
They got me, gal. But you know what? At least I got called. Got Mick. Okay, can y'all tweet at Got Mick to release the footage, please?
Give her footage.
It was golden hour. I was out on the lanai. It was perfect lighting.
The hour was golden, as are the tresses today. You look beautiful, my queen.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Thank you so much.
Have you ever tried contouring? I think it would be too much for you, honestly.
You know, I don't do that. When the bones are good, the contour don't matter.
Don't matter.
You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
When it's just, I look at movies like Nathan Lane and The Birdcage, and the only thing they contoured on her was her jaw and her neck. And it was like the rest of... It was always a very clean face, though, back then, especially in movies.
Yeah. A lash and a lip.
Yeah. Like, we're going to use what's there, and you're going to buy that this is a gorgeous woman. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll try it someday.
Well, we tried to buy something, but they wouldn't let us. The Queerties is having a vote right now for best podcast of the year, and we'd like you to vote. They are impervious yes. to our charms.
Bribes.
And our gifts. Oh, bribes. Charms. Bribes and gifts. Charms.
Charms.
Yeah. Charms. And you can vote once a day until February 16th at queertees.com. There'll be a big thing. Just click on the pretty girls. It's Alaska and Willem for Race Chaser. And yeah, we'd love to get another Queertie. Yet another.
And honestly, don't do it for us. We've already won twice. But vote for Race Chaser because we're going to be winning this, or we're running on this. And it's dedicated to all of our mom fellow podcastresses because
yes, the dolls.
What is the point of having a podcast if you can't share that with your sisters? So
plus, there's no more room on the shelf. So like the girls shall be honored.
The shelf is full.
Yes. Mary Wilson, she was a Drag Race guest judge on season 3. Yes. She passed away. Any girl that ever gave a ooh and ah in the back, you know, just think of Mary
Icon.
Wilson. Yeah.
She passed away on February 8th. She was 76 years old. Iconic. The landscape of music as we know it would not be the same without Mary Wilson. So rest in power, rest in perfection, goddess and diva.
Yeah, speaking of goddesses and divas, Britney Spears is the subject of a documentary right now on Hulu. And I think it was on FX too, right? Or is that two different
yes.
ones?
It had FX in the little corner.
Oh, cool. I watched it last night and I was like, I was kind of shocked. I didn't realize, like, you know, all these... Every time we make fun of her with her head shaved and stuff like that, like she's a person, you know, and like she probably does right. see this stuff. And like I want to deal with more compassion to people like that. But like,
yes.
wow, that just it just slipped out of her grasp and it they just got her.
It is wild. And I watched the documentary. It's called Framing Britney Spears. And it was all information that I knew because I follow this shit and everything Britney does. If she mm-hmm. has a bowel movement, I am apprised of that information. Like, I'm aware. But it was good that this is on such a huge platform and reaching so many people because the conservatorship that she is under is bunk and nonsense. It is buck bunky, if you mm-hmm. ask me. And I think it's something that she really needs to be released from. And so if more attention can be put on that situation from this, amen and woman. But the conversation about like how we treat celebrities is also a major thing. And it's sort of, it's crazy because it was around that time. Princess Diana was kind of not too long before all of that. And it was like this sort of rampant paparazzi culture. Then the internet happened. Then social media happened.
Perez Hilton.
Right. And it just sort of became this like Hydra beast that just sort of was like completely out of control. And she was the one who got so much of the brunt of it. And, you know, a girl... It wasn't cool.
Yeah, it's just seeing how she was dealt with and like the blatant sexism and the misogyny mm-hmm. and stuff. I was just reading something about Joss Whedon having the accusations that Ray Fisher said against him about his terrible behavior on set, and then he got fired from The Flash as Cyborg. Now Charisma Carpenter's coming out saying like she was treated like shit while she was pregnant. She had Braxton Hicks because they gave her like 1 a.m. call times and they were working her too hard while she was pregnant. Joss Whedon called her fat while she was 4 months pregnant and 126 pounds to other people. Like shit like that. Like just the way that they asked her about her breasts on TV on some foreign chat show. Britney, I'm talking about now. Like, come on. She looks like a minor. Like,
right.
I don't know.
And Justin Timberlake just got to get away scot-free. He was the man. He got to be on the Super Bowl and he got to rip Janet Jackson's blouse open and then she got in trouble for it. What the fuck?
I mean,
Justin Timberlake, god damn it. I don't like that bitch. I don't see her.
He made a movie with a trans kid, so she's good for a little bit. She's kind of back at zero right now because the Britney stuff really took him down. But this trans kid movie, I think it's called Parker or something, that'll be good for him. I think, though, the saddest part of the Britney thing was when she was like, when Diane was asking her, when will they leave you alone? And she's just like, I don't know. And it's like, they didn't leave Diane alone. She died, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're always chasing somebody. Like, have you ever seen them in L.A., like, on the streets? Like, you all of a sudden you think somebody's racing, and then you see flashes, and then you're like, oh, no, that's paparazzi.
It's wild.
It's the craziest phenomenon. You feel like you're on a safari all of a sudden, and it's like click, 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 click.
And the footage, always the footage of her, and, you know, she had like the brown hair, and she was just trying to like go to the store, mm-hmm. and it was just a sea of people pushing each other, getting in fights, punching each other in the face, trying to get a picture of her. So it's like, no wonder.
With her kids sometimes.
She went, like, right. No wonder she went through some fucking shit because of that. Ugh,
yeah, terrible.
I love her so much.
Me too. I love her too. I'm going to send her a Valentine's Day. Do you have a Valentine this week?
Right. It is Valentine's Day weekend. I'm a simple girl. I like
chocolate
heart-shaped box of chocolates. No, chocolate I just anuses. Like heart. I like the heart-shaped box. And I also like pink being paired with red. It's one of the few times you can really lean into that storyline.
Me too. I love that storyline. ISLNYS. The shiny jewelry lady. She uh-huh. makes the hologram jewelry. I always have to say sorry.
Hologram!
ISLNY. They do jewelry. Like holographic type of jewelry. She did like a pink and red Valentine's Day necklace that was really pretty. But she combined pink and red. And I was like, that's cute.
I'm so down. All right. Let's do the... What is that?
Spotlight.
We have a very special rainbow spotlight. This is a hit song. Well, it's a hit remix by Mitch Farino.
Oh, it's so sickening.
It's called Arrogant. Featuring Tamisha Iman. It's so good, dude. It's so good.
It's perfect. I want to perform it this weekend.
At the end of the day, I'm going to speak for myself. It's a couple of you girls I really, really don't care for.
Episode is brought to you by I almost nodded off because this Helix mattress is so comfortable. Helix Sleep.
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
I've had several many Helix mattresses for several many years now, and I love them all. They're all my
babies. I've read the men's room wall.
We have the Midnight Dusk. We have the one for heavy sleepers, and that's also good.
Oh, they're all good.
If you have slumber parties, I love a Helix party. And we are the Helix girls, and we have been for such a long time that we know what works best for us and our bodies. But if you don't know, you could take a Helix sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
They've got models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Also models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions.
Ooh, plus enhanced cooling features to help you from overheating at night.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. So that's why they offer a 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress and a 10 to 15-year warranty.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it's not going to last long.
It's so good, I'm going to say it again. That's helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
With Helix, better sleep starts now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. You're literally getting them out of you by speaking them and figuring out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
That's right. And I think, and I've said this before, I think therapy is a very useful tool, whether you've been through something very traumatic or you're just trying to better yourself.
Yeah, and if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. You don't have to leave your house. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Yeah, all the therapists have licenses, so get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
We are back, and we have a very exciting message, and there's a dick attached to it. So,
so fun.
That's fierce. Do you want to read it?
Can I tell them all about it?
You read so good.
This is from Adam. It's about vaccine eligibility. Hey, Willem, Alaska, and Dipper. There has been a lot of discussion about who is or who isn't eligible to receive a vaccine for COVID-19. Most of us are not eligible unless we are of a certain age or work in healthcare. But your listeners may appreciate knowing that, at least in California, you can sign up to receive an alert for when it is your turn. Go over to myturn.ca.gov. Fill out the information, and even if you're currently ineligible, you'll receive an alert, email, text, phone, etc., when you become eligible. The above link is for California, but other states have similar resources. I don't work for the government. I'm just a slut on the internet and real life during non-apocalyptic times, and a research scientist. Right. And I think that this is an important resource to share. Most of us still have to wait around a little bit, I'm sure, but it definitely makes the light at the end of the tunnel seem brighter. Oh, and here's my dick. Please don't read me for my IKEA bed frame. I'm working on it. Love y'all. Okay, bye. Oh, wow. Thank you, Adam. Thanks for all the info. I'm totally going to go to this website and tell all my friends.
I am too. Oh my gosh, I can't wait till I get that text alert. Oh,
I may also show them this picture because it's worth sharing. Honey, he's pointed north. She's got raven hair.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Piercings galore.
Piercings, very alternative, maybe a little bit like, you know, a Greek man or Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not shorn, just like hairy, like pre-daddy.
And don't give yourself a hard time over the IKEA bed frame. I love that bed frame. And IKEA does good bed frames. Sorry about it. They do.
I got a bed frame from Amazon and no headboard. So he's already ahead of me.
Well, I mean, with all the abuse you'd be giving the headboard, it's probably for the best.
The lady said, go home.
It would have to be.
I'm
going to
put a doormat above my bed.
The Jimmy Chavon doormat. I said what I said.
Now, I may not like some of you tops that are in this room today, but I have to give you props. You fucked me. You know how to fuck.
I may not like you. I may not care for you because you have shady fucking attitudes, but you did what had to be done.
And I said what I said.
Okay, so we have a little bit of let's get political. Ooh. Should we?
Are you ready? Are you warmed up? I don't want to. I don't want to stress the instrument.
Oh, it's blown out.
What are the drummer name his daughters? And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four. Let's get political.
I wanna get political.
Let me see your policy. Segment two of Hot Goss.
This is regarding an increase in hate crimes towards Asian Americans from Medical News Today. Okay. According to a new study, the arrival of COVID-19 has brought with it a resurgence of hate crimes against Asian Americans. Angela Gover, professor of criminology and criminal justice from the University of Colorado in Denver, led the study. Quote, the U.S. has seen a recurring history of socially entrenched racism toward Asian Americans, with spikes occurring during historical times of crisis, including during the coronavirus pandemic, write the authors. Moreover, racist attitudes have been reinforced by institutional-level support, thus promoting a culture of othering toward Asians in America. Once again, COVID-19 is a public health crisis, not a racial matter. It does not discriminate along racial lines, and nor should we. According to the study, in late March 2020, the FBI, mindful of attempts to label COVID-19 as the Chinese flu or the Kung flu, alerted law enforcement agencies to be on heightened alert for bias-motivated incidents. She adds, this isn't surprising, being that the cultural stigmatization and othering of a particular group fosters an environment of normalizing instances of assault and harassment, creating a day-to-day atmosphere of fear for the safety and security of themselves and their loved ones. Wow.
Wow.
See, this is why, you know, this is one of the many ways which a figure like the former president poses, because he used phrases like the Chinese virus, the Chinese flu, and that is othering and blaming it on another culture that is inaccurate, and then creates this sort of climate of animosity and, like, you know, resentment, which can lead to, like, violence.
I was listening to a podcast this morning, and the statistic is, in New York, anti-Asian hate crimes jumped 1900% up in the last year.
What? It's so fucked. Yeah. And it's like a crisis like this happens and people just want to blame somebody. And so it is not helpful when, you know, the institutions at the top are doing the same damn thing. Mm-hmm. And so it sort of like excuses that or like allows that.
Yeah, we can't just put on a shiny sequins gown.
It's really
put on a shiny sequins gown.
I can't wait for the movie one day in like 20, 30 years about what 2020 was like, the, you know, just to show people, like teenagers in 20 years, like this is what was happening when you were born. Like,
yeah,
to show them that. And honestly, the stuff with that's going on in the Pennsylvania state capitol now, there's like a big free speech war in the Pennsylvania state capitol, and it's being fought over marijuana and rainbow flags, two of my favorite things. The flags belong to Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, a tattooed 6'8" Democrat considering a run for Senate next year.
Enough about the 6 feet. Tell me about the eight inches. Oh.
Who he hung pro-legalization green leaf and LGBTQ rights flags from the balcony of his office, which overlooks the state's capitol's front steps and much of downtown Harrisburg. Republicans, who control the legislature, quietly tucked a provision to ban unauthorized flags on Capitol grounds into an omnibus budget bill that passed late last year. State employees removed the flags from Fetterman's balcony earlier this week and left them folded in the office. Fetterman quickly replaced the flags in defiance of the law and says he'll continue to do so if they're taken down again until the state legalizes marijuana and outlaws discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Work, Senator Fetterman.
Yes.
Or representative. Lieutenant governor, actually. Never mind, bitch. She ain't a senator. She's a lieutenant governor, honey. Right. 5'8", hanging all the flags. Girl, leave it to a gay to dress it up. And
he's
it's
not
that
gay.
Hood flag, the one with the bears and
he's
the
not
black
gay.
Stripe.
He's a Brock ally.
Excuse me?
He's not gay. He's just a Brock ally.
No, yeah, he's not gay.
He's not?
Work.
Does he want to try?
This is good.
He's 6'8". Does he want to try?
Girl, I'm down
this
here.
This is fierce. Go Pennsylvania. Honestly, ain't no hoes like a Pennsylvania hoe.
No, no, none. Do you know that like Pennsylvania would probably stand to reap the benefits of weed legalization too, because it creates jobs. It's right. You know, I think it would be a great thing. So the fact that he's thinking for his state and for human rights, work, bitch. Go, John Fetterman.
Yeah. And he's saying, I'm not going to keep him up forever. We just have to, you know, change a couple of policies. Yeah. Because we talk about weed all the time on this podcast, but like, it is a travesty that there are people sitting in jail for weed related petty fucking crimes. It is a travesty. It needs to be changed. It needs to be legal, and everybody who's in jail or prison based on weed shit needs to be released.
Yeah, and crack. I just started watching Snowfall, and that's fucked up, too. The government's... Oh, I thought this was John Travolta.
No, this is John Fetterman.
Oh. Yeah, I don't want to fuck him anymore, but he seems cool.
He seems really cool.
Yeah, he seems nice. He looks like John Travolta, but not happy. Did you see the Super Bowl commercial when John Travolta didn't wear his wig? With his daughter. They
He's
were doing TikToks.
Bald now. He shaved his head.
Girl, he shaved his head or he took off her hair.
It's a new look.
He left his hair at the bath, I bet.
Let her have her moment.
I am letting her have her moment. But like, she can have her moment.
Thank you.
He's a recent widower. I don't mean to harass the man.
Exactly. Well, why don't we go ahead? Should we take a break now?
Yeah.
And we'll come back with a tip spot, tip spot. We're going to have a tip spot. All right, girls. You need to turn in your music ahead of time. This is why we ask that you email your music.
That is not hairspray. That is adhesive. Put it down, Tawny.
Not every girl can do S&M by Rihanna. Somebody's going to have to change their music. We're going to figure this out and we'll
She
be right
already
back.
Has on the ruffle coat. Get out of her way. Ready for the tip
back.
Spot?
Oh my gosh. You know, we love to have a tip spot on the pod every now and then. We invite a special guest to come do a tip and a
shining
twirl.
Star, up and comings.
Yes. Speaking on a subject that I know Willem and I are very well versed in, which is the topic of sports, we have our very special for our tip off spot because it's sports theater. an out gay sports player. This is our special guest today, Devin Ibanez.
Hey guys,
hi.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, Alaska. Extra points if you can identify the sport. It's not water.
Oh, it's not water. Shit. Let's see.
It's not sports stick.
Is there a ball? Is there a ball?
There is a ball involved, yes.
Okay. Handball?
No, I play rugby.
Bagball? Rugby. Ooh, yeah. The short shorts.
Rugby.
The short shorts.
I love that. I love that.
Ooh, so, wait, do you have any scrapes or tattoos?
I've got a nice little scar above my left eye from when I got kicked in the eye in Australia. That was
Tell me his name.
I didn't quite get to catch him, but I'm sure that he left quickly after the match.
Oh, man. Now, did you watch the match on Sunday? Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did. And I wasn't sure if you guys wanted me on because you thought rugby and football might be the same sport. I wasn't so sure.
No, we want you on because you're cute, first of all. Second, you probably know more about sports than both of us. So that's why we wanted to get, you know, a sportsman. And we were like, let's get one of our LGBTQIA sportsmen here.
Absolutely.
So we wanted you to just give us a rundown of the game, what you thought, like a quick sports minute for the Hot Gossingtons. Any highlights, lowlights, balayage?
Sure. So did you guys catch the kind of like pre-game celebration they did of frontline workers, like before the game even started?
No.
It was like they did this whole thing where they did like an honorary captain. So they had two black men who were leaders in their community who housed kids. And then they had this one woman named Susie, who is a nurse and a frontline worker. And they brought her into the middle for the like coin flip of the Super Bowl, which is this massive deal. Mm-hmm. And they did this whole thing about how much they honor frontline workers and how important it is to them. Well, in a stadium with 25,000 people.
Super Bowl spreader, yeah.
Yeah, absolute like virtue signaling at its worst and finest. So that's kind of how they started off. And for me, as a gay person, seeing how extra that the straight people get about this sporting event is like, gays can't have anything, right? Like, they go way over the top.
I mean, we stayed home for Pride, but they couldn't stay home for Super Bowl.
25,000 people. Where's our Pride event?
Honey.
But the game itself was pretty slow to start. A pretty boring game, if I'm being honest. And I live in New England. So the first touchdown was scored Brady to Gronkowski. So everybody in New England was pretending like we had just won the Super Bowl.
So they're like, that's our people.
Yeah, they
claimed
that.
Ours. We're her home bar.
And there's just like this weird obsession in New England. I don't know if you guys know about Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski. They're just like the heterosexual heroes. They're like Rob Gronkowski. He drinks, he parties, he sleeps with porn stars. And then
the Gronk.
Exactly, the Gronk. And then there's Brady, who has the supermodel wife who wears the MAGA hat. Seems to have a lot of people who support that for some reason. So in New England, despite it supposed to be a open-minded place, there seems to be this weird revering of Tom Brady, despite the fact that he's not the best person when it comes to politics.
Yeah, he definitely brought that down some hardware, so I understand why they like him.
Yeah, I think like, if you win enough Super Bowls, they don't care. Yeah, so the first two touchdowns actually ended up being Tom Brady thrown to Rob Gronkowski. So everybody in New England just absolutely going off, celebrating. And the crazy part about that, for you guys, if you don't know, Rob Gronkowski actually retired last year. So he didn't play for an entire year, sat out, drank. Last Super Bowl, he actually had a party on a yacht where he just invited people to watch the Super Bowl with him and then just walks in and is almost Super Bowl MVP. So a nice shining reminder to people that hard work doesn't matter. It's all about talent. Hard work will get you nowhere.
Oh, okay.
I want to go on the boat. That'll get me somewhere.
Right.
Yeah.
So wait, so you play rugby for the New England Free Jacks?
Yep. A made up word that they made up when they made the team.
You know, I stood on a street corner with a sign that said Free Jacks once, really? And it was pretty fantastic. And you recently came out publicly. So how did you come to this, which is so fucking fierce, and applause in the studio. We have a studio of 30,000 people here today. We've stuffed them all in a room. No, but that is so major. So how did that come about? And, you know, how did your decision to come out happen?
So I've been openly gay to my family since I was 12 years old. So I never had any questions about, you know, what my identity was. It just took me a long time to feel comfortable expressing it around hundreds of hyper-masculine men who play a contact sport. So
right.
When I had a life-threatening injury in 2017, I fractured my throat and the swelling almost actually caused my airway to close. So I had to.
What was his name?
Again, all these people, they keep running away. They never
what was his screen
around.
Name? Sorry, what was his screen name?
That was good.
I'll investigate. Sorry, go
this
ahead.
This was because of a shoulder to the throat, not an extracurricular injury. So when that happened, that's when I had this idea of, you know, I'd almost had a life-ending injury when I was 23. So I realized that, you know, I couldn't wait around on this any longer. Like, if I was going to come out and be visible in this sport, I had to do it sooner rather than later. And later that year is actually when I met my boyfriend, Fergus. And we've been together for 3 years. And we basically kept our relationship a secret from my rugby teammates for that whole time. And he stuck with me throughout the whole thing where I told him that, you know, I was going to come forward and I was going to be the first openly gay pro player. But I just never quite got there. And then eventually I realized that I just had to make this jump. I've been separated from him for the last year because of the pandemic. He lives in the UK. I live in the US. So it's been 2 years of a long distance relationship. And I realized, you know, this is a way that I can bring some happiness to both of us and hopefully to other people. So I haven't looked back ever since.
Work. I mean, secrets can be sexy, like keeping little secret boyfriends and things. But like, congratulations on being a role model to a lot of kids out there that are playing sports that might be not heterosexual, because that's what you are now.
And I always have been.
I wonder, are there a lot of like gay athletes out there who, I mean, because the culture is very like, we don't see that. We don't talk about that. That doesn't happen. But is the reality that there are a lot of gay athletes?
So what's interesting for rugby is there's actually an entire association called the International Gay Rugby Association that has inclusive gay rugby teams. So it's at the point where people didn't feel comfortable going into just a regular, you know, straight is usually what they are team. So they had to start this whole subculture basically. So around the world, there's all these inclusive gay rugby teams that have been just a safe haven. So there's loads of gay rugby players. The issue is that ones like myself who are playing either Division One or a professional level, there's not a lot of them who feel comfortable speaking up, because like for me, I kind of just feared that I would lose opportunities or that I would be seen as, you know, a token or trying to grab attention.
Wow. Well, it's really fierce of you to come out and be your true self. You're on Instagram.
Where can we see you with your shirt off? The important stuff.
Yes, you can see me at That Gay Rugger on Instagram with my shirt off. I also have a website, That Gay Rugger, and Twitter as well, and a Facebook page. So all those places I'm going to be putting content out. And I'm actually trying to turn my focus now. There's a ban against trans athletes participating in international competition that World Rugby just passed during the pandemic behind closed doors. So I'm really trying to put my attention on bringing that to light and changing it, because they're literally just pushing off an entire population of people who are already marginalized and use rugby as a safe haven to have a community.
Well, send us something. We'll post about it on Race Chaser Pod. We're already trying to get these girls from Drag Race their coach bags. So
I saw that.
Give us another call. Give her her bag.
Give her her bag.
You guys have been doing a lot of good campaigns. I've been following along. I actually showed my couple coworkers from work your guys' brilliant genitalia regalia from a few weeks ago.
Some of our finer work. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You know, some art is universal.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming on, Devin.
Yes, no, thank you for joining us. You can follow Devin at that gay rugger.
Yep, that gay rugger.
That gay rugger. thank you so much for being here, Devin Ibanez.
Thank you for coming on, Devin.
Thank you so much for having me.
And yeah, now the weekend will perform. Okay.
Grab the camera. So we're on segment 4 now?
Yeah, and it is all dick all the time this week.
Hello, honey. Bitch, get your ass in this cave. There's dicks. Come on. We got it. Had an IU and your boss went out to Spelunk in the DMs. Y'all know what time it is. It is time for us to go
spelunking deep inside the DMs.
This first message comes from Zach. He says, "Hi, Alaskar, Derek Barry, and other spelunking companions. I have an issue that's been going on for several years, but it's getting to a point where I feel like I need to do something about it. Over the course of, like, the last 6 years, I've discovered my dad is active on Grindr. For context, my mom and dad have been married for almost 30 years. He was right out of college.
Okay.
Oh, my God. First time I heard the infamous Grindr noise from my dad's phone, but I let it slide at the time because I was in high school and didn't want to own up to having a Grindr. Occasionally, I've seen the yellow, blue messages on the grid of guys on his screen. Most recently, I had to move back home due to being laid off from COVID, and it's become apparent to me that he's definitely going out to meet up with guys because of his odd working hours or helping friends during a pandemic. I've seen his profile on the app 10 feet away and have scrolled through some Grindr messages while he left his phone open on the couch, so I have more than enough evidence to prove it. What should I do? My two younger sisters don't have a clue. I ultimately want to make sure my mom is safe from anything my dad could bring home from having casual sex. Part of me wanted to blackmail him to try to get some money out of it, but that would 1000% end poorly. It is possible my parents have something arranged, which would be super aggressive of them, but I kind of doubt it, especially since my entire family has been majorly locked down due to COVID and he's the only one who leaves for work. Any suggestions would be appreciated. Mostly, I'm just fucking mad my father is getting more dick than me at the moment. I haven't met with anyone recently to be COVID conscious, but he seems like he's out fucking with no problem. Attached is a fave aspect of mine for your consideration. Zach.
Oh, yeah, Zach.
Well, damn. First of all,
you better
all,
wash
Zach.
That counter after Zach. That is a shared family bathroom.
Zach's ass is fully on the sink, which I think sinks and asses just go hand in hand. They go perfectly together.
Ass and
like
drain,
peanut
hand
butter
in hand.
Jelly. Right. I mean, an ass just looks better when it's perched on the side of a sink. It
Girl,
just
that ass
really
is
does.
Seated. It's sitting.
It is
lovely,
sitting.
Honey.
It is seated. Very lovely. The bathroom's clean as well.
Some
which,
foaming soap?
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate that. This is a fascinating story. Willem, do you have any Willem wisdom to impart?
Yeah, I was thinking... as I was reading the first one, blackmail.
You
want
to fuck his dad, don't you?
No,
I
don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to fuck his dad. during the first part, I was like, oh, this kid, you know, he gets some money out of it. But then I was like, you know the issue here is his mother because he has to protect her. But I would definitely bring it up while they're in the same room somehow, just casually like mention it. You know, and see what happens. Like, or next time that sound goes off, mention it. Be like, wow, that sounds like the Grindr sound. And then make yours go off. You know, to let your mom know that, like, because if she knew what that sound was, I'm sure she would know. But, like, a lot of straight people don't. But, like, if you're in a Delta lounge and then all of a sudden you hear it from over by the hummus and you're by the bathrooms, you know. You know. But straight people, they don't know. So, but we know. So I think he should definitely tell his mom somehow, because that's fucked that he might be like, but maybe they do have an arrangement. Who knows? Parents can be different.
I would say talk to your dad before you message him on a fucking Grindr. Like,
yeah,
ask
do that.
Him.
Catfish him and then be like, meet me in the living room.
And come.
Honestly.
You can come from it from a respectful way, because it is possible that they do have an arrangement and you don't want to like accuse anyone or embarrass anyone, but it is a matter of safety, not only for your mom, but also for your family, because you don't, I mean, if he is going and interacting with a bunch of strangers, it is a panoramic, as you said in your letter. So I would, it's going to be a difficult conversation to have, but I think you should have the conversation with your father.
But honestly, Zach, if he does get mad at you, just tell him he would probably be so much madder if it was his wife doing it. So if his family does catfish him, at least it's someone, you know, in the family, like a gay person and not his wife.
Wow.
Oof. You want to read about Cody?
Yes, from Cody. Hi, Gorge. Hello, my Gorge. Oh, Gorge. I am... in a quote-unquote monogamous relationship of nearly 2 years. But recently a friend of ours found his way into our bed after a night of questionable decisions. Mm. One thing led to another, and my dick ended up inside of him while my boyfriend's dick was in his mouth. I think the youth call that spit roasting. Afterwards, we all laughed about it, and it didn't seem like a big deal. But now it's almost as if he thinks he is an honorary third member of our relationship. He brought over some allergy medicine to keep here, gifted us a bottle of lubricant, I guess he wasn't a fan of the coconut oil, and even got mail delivered to our residence. He also revealed that he had never bought him until that night.
We love him as a friend and want to tell him that that night was just a crazy fun one-time thing without hurting his feelings. How do we establish that boundary without ruining the friendship? P.S. I have probably watched Donald Trump You're Fired 100 times and I can't get over how good Alaska's arms look. Turns out you're the trait of the season, baby. Wow. All my love, Cody, Charlotte, North Carolina. P.S.S. Here are some explicit photos of my boyfriend.
Oh, work. Well, now we know why his friend wants to keep coming over, because like once you've lucked into something like this, you want it again. So
the serpent yeah. is long. Maybe the shoulder that the dick is erect over top of it belongs to Cody from Charlotte.
Cody gets wrecked, I'm sure, honey.
Y'all
this boyfriend
get,
like that. Cody gets wrecked, honey. But Cody did top the friend. I think they just need to tell the friend, you know, he needs to push out and tighten up next time.
You
and then
can,
say, just kidding. We don't want to fuck you no more, though. We don't do repeats.
It's going to keep getting more and more too much if you don't say something and put a stop to it. Because the mail getting delivered.
The mail. Only one kind of mail can come to my house, and it's not registered.
International mail, the magazine, the catalog. No, it's going to be a difficult conversation again, but I think you should have the conversation. And you can say, you know, we had a great time, and we love you so much as a friend, but that was a one-time thing, and that's that. And his feelings might be hurt, but it's better to communicate it than to not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could... Yes, do all that. I'm going to shut up. This next message comes from Dear M. Big fan of the pod here. It was brought to my attention recently that a few of my nudes have been posted online on a forum where men trade nudes of other guys. I quickly got the website to take them down as this was done without my permission. Alas, they were up there long enough for some gay to screen cap and repost them on multiple other websites and forums, Reddit, Twitter, etc. And even proceeding to link my personal Instagram account and to name the photos. I'm not that ashamed of my body or these nudes per se. I think I look pretty damn good in them, if I can say so myself. But it's just that I own a business, and if any of my employees or customers were to see these pictures, I would be mortified. Also, if I wanted my nudes out there, I could simply start an OnlyFans and make some coins off it instead of giving it online for free. I know a lot of the dolls' nudes gets leaked as soon as their season cast revealed, so I'm assuming that you all can relate and maybe give me some advice on how to handle this matter. I've attached the nudes in question for your viewing pleasure. Love you all. Keep up the great work. Also, bring back friend of the pod, Alessandra Torresani, perhaps for a tip spot. I've listened to her episode at least 5 times. XOXO. Oh, honey.
Oh, dear.
What kind of business does he own?
Mama.
Because
baby. Honey.
Oh,
sweetie,
wow. Cousin.
Mama. Baby. Oh. Mommy. Okay. Wow. What are we looking at here? First of all, the first picture is a picture of the bag hanging on the hook, which is a very nice sort of oversized duffel. And it's beautiful. Oh, and if you look off to the side, you're catching the reflection of...
a fully nude man.
His ass.
This ass is like... It looks like Rosé at the bag ball where she had that big rounded ball on her ass. That's what his ass looks like.
Yes,
it's a giant bubble rump. And then we scroll down, honey, and this man has come from his clavicle to his crotch, baby. It is splattered all over. She covered. Oh my God. This is what I think that Britney's boyfriend looks like without clothes in my head. So that's what we're looking at here. So this guy has zero to be ashamed of. You know, people getting their nudes leaked, it happens all the time. It happened to that state senator in California. And then she eventually quit. Was she from California? She was in office in Washington, D.C. Like, people get their nudes leaked. Mine came out. I don't give a fuck. I'd say get over it. Because once they're out there, it's like it's the internet. The internet's a giant barn door that you cannot erase. Someone's got it.
But it is very violating to have something that is exchanged privately to be made public. And so I mean, I guess we have to work on the culture of becoming more respectful of people, because it is a serious violation to take those things and put them somewhere else. Like, that's not okay to do, and it's not cool.
The reason nudes get out is because people get hacked, or, like, you can't trust the people that you send them to, too. So if you don't want them out there, don't send them. I mean, I would have a lot of trouble not sending them, though, if I looked like this.
Right. But I mean, it also is, there is going to reach a sort of cresting point where pretty much everyone has nudes. And so it's like, I hope that it's going to, like the movie Long Shot, it's going to be at a point someday where like, famous people or politicians, it's not a big deal that they have nudes, because everyone from the current generation, I think, has nudes and has sent them over the cloud to other people. So this is, we can't sit around and say, I would never do that. I'm mortified. It's like, no, we all have fucking nudes. Let's make it not a big deal, but let's also not fucking violate each other.
This is a big deal. I just zoomed in.
Oh, dear.
Oh, honey.
And the hotel room is fabulous. I wonder what city that is.
I do like the carpet tiles.
Very nice. She's
bold, too, right next to that wide open window.
Oh, honey, she wanted that side light for those abdominals, because they're there, baby. Oh, he's so fine.
That's a lot of cum.
Lot of cum.
He's so fine.
He's so fine.
Thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss.
And thank you to Devin Ibanez for joining us.
Absolutely.
Don't forget to follow him. And also, don't forget to vote for Best Podcast for the 2021 Queerties at www.queertee.com.
That's right. You can send us your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
We also have bonus video content available at patreon.com/Willem. Just search for racechaser hashtag, and you can watch the videos a la carte.
And we have some older videos, some older bonus video Patreon videos from
classic
2019.
Videos.
Right. And we're going to be putting them up for free on YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed to both Willem and Alaska on YouTube. Hit that bell icon. Be the bell ball so you can get notifications.
Yeah. And you can follow us on Instagram at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, and at Mom Podcast for all the pod girls.
That's right. And that link on Instagram at Race Chaser Pod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement.
We would love if you wore a mask and wash your hands a lot. Stay safe and healthy. Ooh, we got to go. Quick, tell them. We'll be back next week,
We'll be back next week with more
piping,
steaming, scalding, boiling,
hot. Gosh, I said I'm coming.
Oh, my gosh. Just leave the engine running and leave the door open.
Oh my God, do you have a car seat for the porpoise?
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.